Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Tuesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive later today from 4 p.m. In fact, all week, I've got a different co-host. So today, I've got Andy Townsend. Tomorrow, Wednesday, I've got Tim Sherwood. Thursday, I've got Teddy Sheringham. And Friday, we were up against it Friday, so I've got Jason Cundy. Anyway, it's a busy old week. So we begin this podcasty show thing with the Spurs boss, Antonio Conte, and the fallout from his explosive press conference at the weekend. Former Gunner Martin Keown has urged Tottenham to stick with the Italian, despite labelling the player selfish. But we begin with Andy Townsend, who urged Spurs to sack him. Not Martin Keown, Conte.
I see selfish players. I see players that don't want to help each other. If you want to become competitive, you want to fight.
You should give him the sack for that. You shouldn't. You can't turn around and start calling your players spineless or lacking any guts. They've not got the rear end for it. You can't do that.
How would you feel if you're one of his players in the dressing room, well, knowing your manager
exactly
said that?
You'd like to know who you're talking about. Who are these characters that you're saying that are selfish? Why don't you just say, listen, I'm done here. I've had enough. It's not working. My ideas aren't working. When Kevin Keegan walked out of the England job all them years ago, well, you know what? At least he had the balls to turn around and go, it's not happening for me. I can't do it. What's he expecting this morning when he walks into the training ground?
20 years that there is the owner and never won something. But why?
He's trying to get a reaction. I don't think it sounds to me like a man who's out the door and there's no desire to keep him and he wants to say his bit before he goes. And he's listing all the previous managers. These are not Mickey Mouse managers, by the way. And he's saying, well, look, I can't make it work either. And it's almost making him ill that he can't make them well again. And I think he's giving it every thing he can. I would stick with him, actually.
Here's Danny Kelly, Danny Murphy, and the Suns' Sean Custis on kickoff.
Thank you very much.
No, I've done that joke a million times. I'm not going to do it again. Play the tape.
Thank you very...
Okay, I did it one more time, but genuinely play the tape.
Alex Crook is TalkSport's chief football correspondent, and he joins us now. Alex, you spoke to Antonio Conte after the game at St Mary's. Did you get any warning of what was about to happen?
They have to play to show that... They have a responsibility for the badge. Yeah, they have to play for this, not for me.
I think everybody coming away from St Mary's felt like it was the end of the road for Conte. Mm. I've felt that way for some time. I have to say, you look at his body language, you look at his demeanour. I don't think he really wants to be Tottenham manager anymore. Certainly, the majority of the players, from what I'm hearing, don't want Conte to be Tottenham manager anymore. They're fairly sick of the sight of him. And I think Daniel Levy increasingly is coming round to admitting that, again, he's made a mistake. The vibes coming out of Spurs tonight, that they are the hierarchy leaning towards dismissing Antonio Conte. My understanding is that decision has not been 100% made yet, but certainly a lot of people at a boardroom level feel that by saying what he did, by alienating the dressing room, Antonio Conte's position at Spurs has become untenable.
I was very fortunate to spend quality time with Pochettino in the World Cup. I would have probably been a little bit on the side of caution in going back, getting him back. But the more I spoke to him, the more I thought, wow, this guy, he doesn't only love his football, he knows his football. I mean, players from all over the world, he knew about everybody. And he's going back a better manager. He's going back after working with unbelievable footballers with different types of attitudes and egos. This one is walking in with the experience of being at PSG. He knows the club, the supporters like him. He knows the owner and how he works. He's not going to whinge about this money and that money. I mean, it's a no-brainer to me.
Now, following Alexander Mitrovic's red card for pushing the referee against Manchester United, many in football have called for the Fulham player to receive a lengthy ban. We'll hear from former referee Supremo Keith Hackett and Andy Townsend. He wasn't the ref. But first up, it's Laura Woods and the former Fulham midfielder Jamie O'Hara having what we call in the industry a bit of a Barney about it.
And Luis Montes had to come onto the pitch near the edge of the centre circle to try and get Mitrovic away, and he's going back after the referee. There's real anger here amongst the Fulham players.
There are young players, youngsters who are watching that going, oh, that, look at that, we're going to do that. That looks quite cool. We can do whatever we want to the referee. We're going to surround him as well.
They don't think
that, Laura. They do,
they do. I was with my 12-year-old when we watched the game yesterday.
Well, I'm sure your 12-year-old is angelic, perfectly angelic, but there are young 12-year-olds out there that aren't. So, for example, we heard from someone earlier on that was saying that the kids on the pitches where they play, they're covering their mouths like the Premier League footballers do because they think they're going to be, their mouths are going to be interpreted and somebody's going to understand what they're saying. So these kids are covering their mouths. Kids
are...
Yeah,
but they know what right and wrong is, though, Laura.
Yeah, but Jay, that's not it. This is a football pitch. Of course, and that's the thing. And if they see somebody doing it on the pitch, surrounding the referee, they're going to think, actually, that's all right.
We just make an example of Mitrovic because he's lost his rag on a football pitch. How many players over the years have lost their rag on a football pitch?
Yeah, but you don't push the referee.
Surround the referee for fun.
Yeah, but you don't push him, Jamie.
Arsenal do it this season. Everyone does it.
Three-match ban is insufficient. We've got to get to a point of view where everybody in the game understands putting a hand on a referee, even without force, is a no-no. It should be sacrosanct that that shouldn't happen. So for me, I'm quite clear. I think the FA have got to stamp down on this. They've got to set an example. And a 10-match ban has to come into force.
I don't agree with what he's done. But to talk about banning the player for 10 games is outrageous.
Breaking news on Talk Sport.
The FA in the last 30 seconds have announced the raft of charges against Fulham Football Club. Alexander Mitrovic's behaviour and or language was allegedly improper and or abusive and or insulting and or threatening during his dismissal. It also alleges that Fulham failed to ensure its players conducted themselves in an orderly fashion.
He'd lost his head completely. The red mist had descended. He don't know what he was doing, what he's thinking. I mean, the game is still in the balance. There's everything still for Fulham to play for goodness sakes. Why on earth he feels like he's got to lose his rags so much and steam into the ref at that point, I don't know. But you can't grab, and you most certainly, and the bit that annoyed me watching it was the way he went after the ref after he'd grabbed him. That, to me, says more than three, and I would say six.
Now, Brighton reached a huge semi at the weekend after dispatching Grimsby in the FA Cup. The club's CEO, Paul Barber, admitted that he fears his phone ringing in case one of the bigger clubs tries to take away his manager, Roberto De Zerbi. Well, take the phone off the hook then. By the way, kids, Google it.
Brighton have another, and Kara Mitoma deflecting an off waterfall, the crowning glory for Brighton and Hove Albion, who are through to the FA Cup semi-finals.
I live my life in fear, Sam, of a phone call. You know, every time the phone rings, I'm looking and hoping it's not from another club. But no, joking aside, obviously, Roberto's done a fabulous job. We know that anyone at our club that does well, just the same as any other club, gets onto the radar of the biggest clubs in the world. And clearly, we're going to work as hard as we can to keep Roberto for as long as we can, not only because he's a good coach, he's a good person, he fits the culture of the club really well. And obviously, the fans are really enjoying what he's doing. And as you know, Roberto is very brave, and not only in the way that he plays and the way he sets up, but also in the teams that he picks and the youngsters that he uses. So we think we've got as good a chance as anyone for a club of our size of keeping our best talent for as long as we can. But we're also realistic that at some point we will lose that talent. And that's when our model has to kick in. And that's when our recruitment has to be as good as it has been over the last few years to keep replacing that.
Now, Sheffield United will face Man City in the FA Cup semi-finals after beating Blackburn. The Blades boss, Paul Heckingbottom, said that he would try to get Tommy Doyle and James McAtee involved in the clash with City, despite being on loan from the Citizens. No one's ever called them that.
everyone knows that the benefits of them playing, it's the reason they've been sent out on loan. And like I said, I think I know that they're really pleased with the progression. The boys are themselves, the families, the representatives and Manchester City. So they're really pleased with what they're doing. And it would be an amazing part of that journey for them and continue their education. However, it's against that club and the parent club. And it has been done before. We've seen it. We've seen it happen before. So that's the question and we'll see what comes back.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Back now to Andy Townsend. Recalling the time Stevie Bruce managed to get David May on loan from Sir Alex Ferguson and Man United when he was the gaffer at Huddersfield.
Steve Bruce, so he said when he was got the Huddersfield job, is then they were desperate for players. And he obviously rung Fergie and said, look, I need a centre-half, I need one badly. I think Fergie's obviously turned around and said, right, well, look, you can have David May. And Bruce has gone, that'd be brilliant if we could. How much is he on? He's on X, which was way and above.
Can you mention X?
I think the figure, something. I mean, it would be unfair to David May when we'd be talking about his...
But it's Premier League wages, right?
Premier League wages.
I'm going to put stuff out. We're talking 15, 20, 25, 30 grand.
You got it.
Crazy money.
Big money.
Right.
And so, of course, Bruce has had to run that one past the people he's working for at Huddersfield, who like winced horrendously at the prospect of having to pay that sort of money for some, but they desperately needed a player.
And all their players would have been on like a grand
or
2 grand.
Yeah, a couple of grand a week or whatever. Okay. So Brucey said, we got it agreed, got him in, and he ripped his hamstring second day in training. And of course, Brucey said, I've had to, the chairman of Huddersfield saying to Brucey, can you ring him, can you ring Fergie and say, like, do us a favour, have him back, you know, because we can't pay that sort of money for the... And Brucey's picked the phone up. He said, reluctantly, I've had to pick the phone up to Fergie. And Fergie's gone, good luck. Bomb, put the phone down.
Well, that's awful, isn't it?
There you go. There's a loan deal from years ago.
Yeah.
And again, talking about wages.
Imagine that. Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show at 4 p.m. today alongside World Cup quarterfinalist Andy Townsend. Then tomorrow, Wednesday, I've got former Premier League winner Tim Sherwood alongside me. Thursday, treble winner Teddy Sheringham. And Friday, I've got the star of the 1997 Channel 4 A Place in the Sun, Jason Cundy, alongside me. So make sure you join me for those. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning. So do what you've got to do to get it. And, of course, we'll hear from the clash between Simon Jordan and boxing promoter Eddie Hearn. So do what you've got to do to listen to that as well. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.